My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Let's do the early morning shout-outs to the Tolos who lined up before 6 a.m. for the Firehouse Tour out here in Sachse. We got Don. We got Los on social media. We got the great Brian Anderson as well. And then Christopher was so hyped up, he said, I won the tickets. I won the Cat Williams tickets.
Pampin?
Peyton picked up. And bam, got the tickets. We're going to have another Cat Williams ticket giveaway during the 7 o'clock Expressway. Brian from Wiley sporting the Texas Tech gear that Peyton Russell sports as well. And then we got, Alex and Arthur.
Yeah, both of them coming out here. Arthur was telling me about how his wife works in Flower Mound. She commutes every day from Seagaville. So he was telling me to quit whining about my commute from Flower Mound to Dallas, uptown.
Yeah, Christopher's so. Shaking his head. No,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
no.
I'm done. But, man, these flasks, these are nice. These are what we're giving away. This is what everybody's crowding up here for.
On the fan cam.
Today, yeah, up here on the fan cam. Nice little red with the black stitching.
Yeah.
And there's no alcohol in them, unfortunately. But you can come up here and get a flask and hurry because they are disappearing quickly.
At 6:40, depends if people have to leave for work. It's probably not the smartest thing. I want to do it before Spittle wakes up. let's do a little FANAMA with everyone out here. So if you're out here, you want to ask something about the station, the Cowboys. Let's do a little fan AMA with all the Tolos here with the wireless at 6:40 and see how much trouble. Well, you're going to ask, and then I'll decide if we can definitely 1,000% answer it. So before you throw out the answer and blabber it, I'll have to filter.
Okay, that's fine. And I will during the break feed all of you inside questions that you wouldn't know to ask, but need to be asked.
Fan AMA, if you have any questions about anything, go ahead and pop it off. Thank y'all for rolling out. Do it before it heats up because it is awesome out here with the wind. Choppy is out golfing in Gaylord. He finally did write back on the text chain. I was feeling a little cold there with the interaction, but Choppy, he finally wrote back a little bit.
He did, and he's like sending us content this morning. So he sent us the he was sending us some baseball stat that blew him away, which was he sends us at 5:42 this morning a screenshot of something he saw: career intentional walks, Barry Bonds 688. The Tampa Bay Rays every year of their existence, 681.
Yes.
So that blew his mind enough that he saw. Man, I've noticed baseball still gets. He loves baseball.
Loves it.
Because anything baseball while he's on vacation, he's still replying to. So when we send, we'll play the Maddox audio later.
That's why he skipped today. He didn't want to praise Greg Maddox. As Peyton already put on the cut sheet, Mike Maddox.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. But that sounds about like Peyton. Christopher, to be honest, you're lucky that Peyton was competent enough to even answer your call on Thursday and give you those tickets. But
he's like, ring, 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 what is that?
Oh, a phone's ringing. No, if you look at if you look at our text history, when he's out, if it's a baseball item, he 100% of the time replies. Other than that, very spotty. It's baseball and matching rompers is what he'll reply to.
Jacob DeGrom is back. We'll get to that along with a fan AMA if you have it for us here in Sachse. Cowboys, Chargers, thank goodness they cut off a preseason game, the fourth one. So we are done. After tomorrow, why do we need to pay attention to this on this radio station?
So there are still jobs on the line. There's still a lot that you can learn about different players. I think there's only one starting position left that's really up for grabs, and we'll cover that here. But John Machota had a good rundown of the 10 players to watch in the Cowboys preseason finale, and I think he's got this mostly right. There's only a couple guys that I might add to this list, but number one, and it's the most obvious one, the one everybody's been wanting to watch all training camp, all preseason, and it's Trey Lance. He says Cowboys owner Jerry Jones made it clear this week that he needs to see more from Lance, but added he's on the 53-man roster. So there's no
reason to watch. He's on.
He's on.
He's not going to be the two.
But what does he do to potentially boost his value? What does he do to potentially become a trade chip? Because this is, honestly, if Dak doesn't get hurt, the only time you're going to see him the rest of the year will be mop-up duty. So if you want to create some sort of buzz around him or something like that, you're going to need to have him perform well in this game. Had a solid game last time. Can he build on that? Can he be even better? Can he be more consistent? I think that that's going to be big for him.
You think they regret trading for him if they could go back and do it again?
I don't think they'd do it if they could go. I think they'd rather have that fourth round pick, especially after they missed out on running backs that were taken in the fourth round, and they felt like, damn it, we thought we were going to be able to wait.
Was there a glaring running back?
Yeah, there were like five running backs at the start of day three, and then they all got taken in the fourth round before they could pick.
Ugh.
And so that was, and in fact, one of them that they really loved ended up in San Francisco in the fourth round, and so that stung a little bit more. It may have been with that pick that the Cowboys sent him that San Francisco took him.
Nice. Perfect.
Yeah, so just lovely. Mozzie Smith is number two on this list. He might be number one for me just because you were hoping to see him build on some things. I want to see, not necessarily does he – similar to Trey Lance, you know, the thing I gave Trey Lance credit for the most on Monday when we talked about him was the mental toughness. I was impressed that he didn't wilt. It would have been really easy for him to wilt with all the criticism that he heard, and he didn't. And that was something that I think you could definitively learn about Trey Lance is he had some mental toughness. Mozzie Smith, we wonder sometimes, does he get in his head? Does he have that Taco Charlton, Tristan Hill, like he hears too much and lets it beat him up? Mozzie was getting some consistent criticism there and having an allergic reaction opened himself up to all sorts of memes. Oh, he's allergic to run defense. He's allergic to tough coaching.
Yes.
We know what he's really allergic to.
Contact.
So does he come out? I'm not so much interested to see, does he light the world on fire? Does he look like he's just mentally spent when he's out there? Does it look like he's checked out? Does he look like his body language, he's kind of sulking or you know, it's clear that the noise has gotten to him. Like, it's been clear, I think, at times during practice. So I think that's a big part of what we're looking at here. Number three, Deuce Vaughn. Has your mind been made up on Deuce Vaughn?
Man, I fell for it last year. And then I did not love his performance as much as you, a couple of others, and the internet. You know, your aggregators all put out, Deuce Vaughn, nasty cuts. Oh, my gosh, he's going to sit here and turn it up. Like, I still feel like if we handed off a football in the parking lot here and we're playing, you know, street ball, Deuce Vaughn would be the most elusive and dangerous running back that they have.
He'd be like Doucette, the flag football quarterback.
Did you see him throw yesterday?
Yeah.
Damn. I thought that was fake. Someone said it looks like Joakim Noah shooting.
It looks
That's
like
how ugly it was, how hideous.
He would have finished last in our throwing competition at that one firehouse that we did.
Yeah, but I feel like it's over for Deuce.
I think probably. The thing I liked about the last game, and I guess this is it, didn't you feel like you saw more from him between the tackles, though? Like he was churning his legs. He was pushed forward. He wasn't going down at first contact. That was the troubling thing last year for me, was that
troubling? There's nothing troubling about
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Last year, he was Barry Sanders last year.
No, but like whenever he would do that, if it wasn't just a jump cut where he made somebody miss it, anybody got hands on him, he was down instantly. And that was a problem for me. Number four, Marshawn Nyland. John mentions that he's had a good training camp to this point. DeMarcus Lawrence has been, you know, giving him high praise, saying it's clear that high school, college, he got taught the right way. Because a lot of guys come out of college, they don't know how to use their hands at that position. He does. He's made plays in the run game on the first drive both of these games. So you hope that that continues. Number five, Brandon Aubrey. He's the only kicker on the roster, so he will play Saturday.
Tolo.
Not just Tolo, Sean and RJ loyalist. And judging by last weekend's game, don't be surprised if he's called on to kick a 50-plus yard field goal. If you're in charge, do you think that last preseason game, we've got this is our only kicker, do you think they will put him out there for a 70-yarder if they get the chance?
Like during the year?
During this last game.
Man.
I think they're such sickos, I think they want to see it.
Yeah, I just don't want an overexertion of the leg and he get hurt doing something stupid. That'd be like Micah getting hurt at running back. I mean, as bad, but the kicker equivalent of it.
Yeah, because I mean,
you don't have
nobody.
Him go out there and pop a hamstring because he's trying to kick a 70-yarder. But yeah, if they have zero injury concern, McCarthy would do it.
Number six, Marist Liufau, who I feel like that's the rookie it seems like you've been most impressed with most consistently.
What's the hair?
Oh, yeah, the hair's the flow is beautiful. Yeah.
All he's got to do is have a little success, and he'll be in the Palomalu commercials.
He'll have the head and shoulders. I think he's been really good, and with Damone Clark and DeMarvian Overshown being banged up, he's playing in this game.
And I'm really impressed with him because apparently there was a sing-off between Liufau and Ryan Flournoy, the Cowboys receiver. Listen to these two. I think, Pepe, this is Liufau starting off, and then you're going to hear Ryan with a Cowboys sing-off.
What's your hidden talent that comes off the football field?
I'm literally capable of doing anything. I feel like...
So you take on any challenge?
Any challenge.
Any challenge. That's the word on the street.
So we had a sing-off right now, and he just said anything, right?
He
didn't say anything. We had a sing-off right now.
Nervous.
Used to spend my nights at the ballroom.
Say that song.
Liquor was the only love I've known. Oh, yeah. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom and brought me back from being too far gone.
Ow.
Let me hear everybody sing with me. Everybody know this song. Happy birthday.
That's pretty soft. Man, Liufau, this is I don't know what it is. We've seen this at these training camps. Whenever you got like the players of these NFL players of like Samoan descent, they all seem to like be just these beautiful singers that we hear. Number seven.
Like you.
Yeah, exactly. I have the most beautiful voice. Seven, Tyler Guyton, who left practice early on Wednesday. There's a question about his availability, but if he's in there, Guyton is one, definitely, I think, who he's going to get a lot of run in that game. You just hope that he's not going to be limited. Eight, Cooper Beebe. That is where the lone competition still exists for a starter is at center. Cooper Beebe, Brock Hoffman there. John doesn't have Hoffman in here, but I think it's a split. Beebe Hoffman is exactly what I would look for in this game. That's going to be where most of my attention is.
You tell Dak Prescott before the year, you're going to have two rookies starting in front of you.
Uh-huh.
He's feeling what?
Apprehensive. And I think if you said, I'm not going to speak for him, but I think if you asked him, who would you want to start for you, I think he would say Hoffman.
Okay.
Because I think Dak has a similar line of thinking.
What do you said, Udoga?
I don't know. because Udoka like busts on assignments. That's the problem. Dak has a similar thing to the one we played from Brady the other day, where it's like, I need to know you're going to do your job. And if he doesn't feel like consistently he's getting the snaps from BB, that's gonna irritate him. Number nine on this list.
So I'm looking at on my offensive line, rookie of first round, excitement, ceiling, rookie left tackle.
Yep.
Maybe a rookie center. And then big question mark in returning a right tackle.
Yes, that's what you got.
Now, to spin it positively, stud left tackle rookie.
Potentially, yep.
A center that just took the job that Zach Wilchuk loved in training camp. And then a guy that we know is good who finally got healthy at right tackle.
Yeah, that's...
Along with a all-pro at left guard and a Hall of Famer at right guard.
Yeah, that is the...
That's ceiling of... And I don't even want to say floor. I mean, things go wrong, it could be disastrous, knock on wood.
Yeah, the floor is Dak is on it. That would be the floor. Number nine, Ryan Flournoy, who we just played there. He's somebody who's battling. He's been banged up, though. He's been hurt. I'm really hoping that he flashes here because he's had a rough road to the NFL, and I want to see it click for him. And then number 10 for John, Brevin Spanford, the tight end, who, as Brian told us earlier this week, was on his most disappointing, where he said, I was told this guy was supposed to be a blocker, and he's not doing it. He's coming in here, and he's not blocking the way that he's supposed to. And then the one I would add to the list that outside of Brock Hoffman, Keeman Hall. I want to see if Keeman Hall is able to continue what he did in that game last week. He's going to start pushing for conversation at corner, but it's going to have to pop in a really big way the same way it did last week.
Cowboys, Chargers, tomorrow night right here on 105.3 The Fan. Then the real thing gets underway. Palmer's Hot Chicken and Shrimp is also on the way. A final Cat Williams ticket giveaway. And let's do a FAN AMA. If you have any questions for the Tolos who showed up in Saxy, how spicy can things get? Bobby goes wireless with the 6 a.m. club live as the Firehouse Tour continues right here on Sean and RJ.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.